5 years later, he's assassinated.
68.
So from 63 to 68, by 5 years later, it was in April. It was just not on my radar to imagine what happened to him would happen. So I value the moment even more so because that was the last time I saw him in person in 1963 on that stage. So a few years ago, I wanted to go and visit where the assassination took place, to Lorraine Hotel. It is now the Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, Tennessee. We had a national church convention there about 2006. And I made it a priority to go and visit the museum and had some of our young people attended that convention. And we took three of them, the pastor's wife and myself, because we wanted them to be a part of history. They still have the car and they still have everything pretty much just like it was when it happened. Another chilling effect. So as I look back over my life and I look back over my relationship with Clara Lupa, she made me appreciate everything about history. She made me appreciate getting involved in history. She made me appreciate, because she would say in her class, one day we'll have a black president. Appreciate it to the point where I've got to go to the inauguration. So I drove to the inauguration, thinking this won't happen again. So when it happened again, I hear Clara Lupa saying, you need to go. And again, I drove to the second inauguration of President Barack Obama. So I look back over my life and think about how rich it has been, how much it has contributed to who I am as a person. And as I see young people who don't have a clue what's going on, it hurts my heart because they don't realize these opportunities have not always been here. So a part of me is still being Clara Lupa, and that is to tell the story. And I will continue to tell the story. Being a part of the Children of the Civil Rights documentary film, I don't think happened by accident. I think it was in the plan for me to be a part of it. And as Julia Clifford, the director, would say, when she contacted me so that we could contact others, I knew then the importance of telling the story. I didn't know how it was going to come out, but I look back over that experience 7 or 8 years ago as a blessing for me. And again, that's the connection of what Clara Lupa has done in my life.
And the name of that documentary?
The name of that documentary is Children of the Civil Rights.